Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's Good Words, Positive Thinking, and Daily Pep Talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Friday. Thank God it's Friday, December 19, 2025 edition. Dealing with some cloudy skies, blowing winds, wind gusts here at the studio. Really unbelievable wind gusts during the break. Snow blowing. It's starting to come back. It's getting colder. Winter is back. And they say it's coming with a vengeance. We're going to be down in the teens tomorrow and Sunday. So maybe a good time to watch some football. Hockey, basketball, whatever you're into. Well, one of the things that I did watch last night, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. Thursday Night Football, Al Michaels. And Kirk, what is it? Herb Street. That's it. Ohio State, the Ohio State University former quarterback. Great tandem. I saw a play last night that I have never seen in my entire life. I used to play football in high school. I was being scouted to play for college, but I blew my knee out, lost that, changed the direction of my life. But I love football. I love the chess moves of plays. The defense calls a play, the offense calls a play, and you hope as a defensive coordinator that you've called the right play to defend against the offense. If you called the wrong play, it usually ends up in a huge gain or a touchdown. Well, last night, the leaders of the NFC West Division Seattle Seahawks was hosting Matthew Stafford and the LA Rams. Both of them so far this year are 11-3 going into the game. Whoever won the game last night would probably be the winner of that division and have home field advantage throughout the playoffs and a first round bye. Well, Matthew Stafford and the Rams came out of the gate and they just ran up the score. It was 30-14. Seattle Seahawks at home, 12 minutes ago in the game, were losing by 16 points. Well, they had a punt from L.A. to the Seattle Seahawks. And to that point, the offense hadn't been doing a lot. Well, luckily, this rocket caught the punt, took off down the sidelines, and just blew by everybody. Ran it in for a touchdown. About, I think it was 8 minutes to go. They went for 2 points, and they got it. So they got 8 points on that touchdown, and the score was 30-22. Well, Rams came out. The defense was absolutely stoked by the punt return touchdown, and they held the Rams. And finally, the offense from Seattle started to click, and they ran it in for a touchdown. They went for 2 points again, and this is the play I've never seen. Snap the ball for 2-point conversion. Quarterback threw a lateral to the flanker receiver. It hit the defender in the head and bounced into the end zone. And Seattle's halfback just ran over and kind of picked it up. It was a good 2-point conversion. A lateral was not an incomplete pass. The ball wasn't dead. It was a live ball. Tied it, and they went on to win it in overtime. It was a great game.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now is my insurance agent, Tristan Cole, over in Farm Bureau in Bel Air, Michigan. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, happy snowy back to winter. Merry Christmas and all of the above.
Man, I cannot believe I just got all the snow removed, and then we had that warm-up and actually saw asphalt and sidewalk yesterday, and I'm like, oh yes, thank you, got all the salt kind of washed off the sidewalk. It was great. And I looked at the forecast last night. I was watching actually the Thursday night football game. Seattle Seahawks was hosting the LA Rams, Matthew Stafford, the former Lion, and I got a text alert on my phone and it said snow advisory, and I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, man, it was amazing. And then the forecast, Tristan, the temperatures. But here's my thing. I was in Traverse City at the dentist's office yesterday afternoon, had some other errands to get done in the afternoon yesterday after the show. And it was raining, and the roads were all wet. Like I said, a lot of the snow, salt kind of melted off.
Yeah.
But, man, the freezing temperature. And then I'm thinking about Vicky driving to work today, heading into Bel Air, there where you're at. And I'm like, there's ice. There's got to be ice underneath that snow.
There was.
How does that affect our driving, and how should we drive on snow-covered ice on the roads? What is your best recommendation?
Yeah, the old cliche, ice and snow, take it slow. You know, there's a fine line between going too slow and when you probably should stay home, and then, you know, obviously going too fast. There's that happy medium in there of, you know, just approach stop signs with caution. Assume they are slippery. And I see so many times that drivers, you know, slide through a stop sign or you know, coming up to a road out of a driveway, and poof, they slide right out into the road because they were not anticipating that type of thing to be or that area to be slippery. So yeah, that's the main cautionary. And then, you know, no distracted driving in this stuff. Just don't do it, because you slip off, you hit a slush line, you hit a patch of ice, you overcorrect, poof, you're going in the ditch. You're taking an alternative route, and you're going to cost yourself a bunch of money. And you're going to impact so many people and disrupt your life. Distracted driving is super dangerous in the wintertime, anytime, but especially in adverse road conditions.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things that I constantly preach to people, especially on ice, you want to keep your tires turning.
Yes.
Don't want them to hydroplane by locking up your brakes. Downshift, even with automatic transmissions. Explain why we truck drivers always were taught to downshift as opposed to hitting your brakes.
If you know, the brake is, you know, I followed a person in today into town, and they were a two-footed driver. You know, they were riding the brake and accelerating, and I two-footed driving just drives me insane. But it's you want those tires, like you said, to be turning all the time. Therefore, if you hit your brakes and there's a slick spot, they're going to lock up. Therefore, they're not turning. You're going to lose control of the vehicle, even at slow speeds. So anytime you can use the drivetrain, the engine, and the transmission to slow yourself down, let the weight of the vehicle slow yourself down, anticipate curves, anticipate stop signs, anticipate you know, road conditions where you're going to want to be slower, so you don't have to touch the brake. Use the accelerator, gravity, and you know, momentum to slow yourself down. Or you can, you know, hit that downshift, that manual button. And at least in my truck, you can. There's a little button you can hit, and I can
sure.
downshift with just a little button click.
Yep.
And upshift. Many of the new modern vehicles have that capability, or you just use your shifter and pop that down out of overdrive, you know, into five, into four, and then you can tell by your RPMs and if your vehicle moves when you downshift and, you know, where you're at.
Yeah, well, the thing of it is, I've taught all my grandkids how to drive. Grandpa was the driver's uh-huh. training instructor before they ever went to driver's instruction school. And I showed them and proved to them that you can actually get your vehicle down to like 1 mile an hour, almost to a complete stop, uh-huh. just by downshifting. And they're like, wow, you never even touched the brake? I go, no, look at my foot. It's still right there by the gas pedal. But
yeah.
by downshifting, you can literally get that vehicle to come almost to a complete stop.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing is just take it slow, downshift. Stay away from the brake and just anticipate, you know, think ahead. You know, us truck drivers, you know, we're taught to think, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 vehicles ahead of us. So I not only am I watching the vehicle right in front of me, I'm watching the vehicle 6 cars up to see when
yeah.
they hit their brake. I'm already backing off because I know,
yeah.
you know, that it's going to ripple through the cars in front. And I'm always looking for that out where I can safely avoid if I need to avoid.
When you were hauling gasoline fuel,
mm-hmm.
What was your gross vehicle weight? How much did those fuel tankers weigh?
We were maxed out. You know, I was running I had a total including the steers. I think I had 16 axles. I don't remember what it was, but it was maxed out for Michigan per axle.
120.
Yeah, that's where I was at when I was full.
Yeah.
And so it's an amazing amount of weight. And people need to remember about semis. It's another thing about semis. We're very heavy and we're up high so we can see very well. And so a lot of times the weight of our vehicles keeps it on the road easier and better than a light four-wheeler or passenger vehicle. And so you see these semi drivers, you know, going down the freeway and they're going pretty fast. You probably can't drive that fast. Because you don't have the weight and you don't have the visibility.
Yeah, and like you say, with more axles, there's more tires, there's more yep. rubber on the road
yes.
compared to a four-wheeler.
Correct, correct. Yeah. So I know people like to cuss out those semis for, you know, flying down the highway. Well, we're actually in control and driving a safe speed for conditions in most cases.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one of the things that you were part of when you were in the legislature and having to deal with Governor Gretchen Whitmer and all the things that were happening. Judges are coming out in mm-hmm. Against her on this shutting down Line 5. And I talked about it on yesterday's show. Governor Rick Snyder appointed a commission that actually studied the best way alternative to the pipeline that's laying on the Straits of Mackinac. Mm-hmm. And they came up with the tunnel. And in that process, I mentioned the story and somebody challenged me on this. 2,512 tankers, like the ones that you used to drive,
yeah, yeah,
are required 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to be able to produce and move the same amount of product that Line 5 Enbridge pipeline mm-hmm. delivers every single day. And you even mentioned it before, back in the day when it was happening, when he came out with the tunnel project. And I guess we want to have, well, first of all, we don't even have 2,512 CDL drivers with hazmat endorsements like you and
right.
I had to be able to do it. But, I mean, this was something you were actually part of when you were in the state legislature.
Absolutely. You know, I spent a lot of time on Line 5. I actually had a piece of the pipeline that's under the Straits of Mackinac laying on my desk for people to visualize and pick up and feel and see and touch. So they could comprehend what that line actually was, you know, nearly an inch thick of bored line, not weld. There's no side seam. There's just butt seam, butt welds on that. The safest piece of infrastructure when it comes to moving petroleum products, NGLs, natural gas liquids in the state of Michigan is that line, running at pressures that are really likely less than your garden hose through
right.
through steel that's an inch thick. absolutely monitored, doubles, triple safety checked, and check valves, you name it, they've got it. The tunnel's imperative, though.
Well, and like you said, when you were a state rep, you were actually out there in the Straits of Mackinac. You were actually out there with Enbridge.
Yes.
And you actually saw the check valves that if the pressure drops at any time, they actually get notified of that, like, instantaneously.
Yes.
And they can shut the line down.
Automatic shutdowns. And then one of my staff members was out on the boat while they were doing the pressure test. You know, there's two individual lines. So we got a main line coming in from the north flowing south, splits into two lines under the straits, and then goes back into one line on the south shore. And so they can individually shut those two lines off and basically pull the product out, fill them with water, and pressure test them at extreme pressures. And they do that on a regular basis. It is unbelievable the technology that's in those lines.
Well, and the other component to this that I just want to wrap this up with, insurance-wise, this is something that people need to understand, that the insurance industry as a whole is totally supportive of making sure that we have access to affordable energy and lower prices. And I know you and other Farm Bureau agents that I've spoken with, you guys are very, very competitive in the Michigan market, primarily because you guys are based right here in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan Farm Bureau Insurance, which is owned by Michigan Farm Bureau, the agricultural organization, is very competitive. And when it comes to rates, you know, we're sometimes the lowest. Rarely are we the highest. Usually we're right in the middle. But the most important thing with a Farm Bureau agent like myself is we are going to make sure that you have the correct coverages for your family and your vehicle. And just because you can get a lower quote somewhere else doesn't mean it's comparable coverages and that you're going to have an agent that personally takes care of your account for you and your family.
Well, one of the things that I appreciate that you do for Vicki and I is the multi-policy discounts with me having life insurance with you, as well as, you know, the house insurance and the vehicles insurance and our travel trailer, things that we absolutely have to have. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that we see in comparing even with other companies, Farm Bureau actually gives a pretty substantial multi-policy discount.
They do. Even if you're, you know, a young person just taken off from the nest and maybe you're still living with mom and dad, you can still have a renter's policy because in theory, if you're not a minor, you're renting, even if there's no money changing hands from your parents. And you need that contents coverage to get that multi-policy discount. And then the life insurance, I just can't stress enough how important that is, even for young kids to have it. I mean, look at the absolute tragedy that just happened within the NASCAR community. You know, two little ones lost their lives with their parents there. It is so imperative that young people have life insurance.
Absolutely. And again, just adds to that multi-policy discount. Yes. I know back in the day when we were in Traverse City back in 2010 and working in the insurance office, we actually, by getting a very affordable life insurance policy for a young person, that multi-policy discount brought with, I believe it was Bristol at the time, it actually made the car insurance so much cheaper just by getting the life insurance policy, Tristan. It ended up basically paying for the life insurance policy.
Yeah, those multi-policy discounts are massive. The life insurance multi-policy discounts are not as significant as they once were. However, it does play a part in your insurance portfolio, and it's something that you cannot go without. If you have a family or any loved one that you care about that you're a provider for or may be a provider for, or there's an expensive, something drastic, catastrophic, and a tragedy happened.